see it in the movies, in the paper, and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. War after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. The prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watching for Jesus program this afternoon. On this, toward the end of the week, we're here today. We are going to talk. Oh, by the way, my name is Thomas Gambill. I'm the host of this program, and I'll be with you for 2 hours this afternoon. We're going to talk about some more about how they are aiming at destruction of the family. So, family, without further ado, you know, we're going to get moved right along here. And no interruptions, no destruction, no whatever. We got to focus on family. When you know what they're up to, that's how you defeat the Illuminati. But there's no defeating the Illuminati. It's waiting for that day when Jesus Christ returns. But it's to slow them down. It's to delay their action, which has been done for decades and decades and decades, but each time they learn and they readjust. Family, the end of the era will be Armageddon. It will happen. But family, there's a lot of things going to take place before then. A lot of things. And deception is the rule, not the exception. And that's just the way it is. At the highest level of government, media, finance, the arts, churches, religion, it is a rule that deception reigns right now. They'll all be brought out. And little by little, they have to tell you what they're doing before they do it. They have to. They use people that pretend to be on your side. And yet they tell you 80% truth and lead you down a wrong path of 20%. That's how it's done. Called controlled opposition. Operation Mockingbird. Look it up. This is how they work. Well, I want to focus on the most destructive thing, almost as bad as a nuclear bomb, and that's destruction of the family unit and feminism. You think that's a small portion? Oh, no. No. It's major in takedown. It's worse than a military coming in to the United States and trying to take over the government. They started doing this back in the 1920s. There's a quote that might explain it a little better. The quote, and I'm going to dedicate the broadcast here in a second. This quote defines it perfectly of what they have accomplished. I didn't say going to do. I said of what they have accomplished so far. And the quote goes back a long time ago. But it is the rule that they're using. See, it's not the age of the quote, of the history. It's the source of the inspiration of the events that's taking place. It's the source remains the same. And the quote is called the enemy within. Family, this is worldwide. I'm not getting on this rant about Obama this and Obama that and Clinton this, Clinton that and Boner and all that. That's looking at the trees and you forget there's a forest around you. And that's the purpose of all that. Or they're just inexperienced at the highest level about what the dickens is going on. They're looking at the trees, not the forest. In the year 42 B.C., 42 years before Christ was born, Cicero Marcus Tullinius described it perfectly, what's going on today, what has been going on since 1492, and in Europe since the year 1200 till the year 2014, that'd be now, is this quote. Begin. The enemy within. A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and he carries his banners openly. But the traitor moves among those within the gates freely. His sly whispers, rustling through all the alleys, heard in the very halls of government itself. For the traitor appears not traitor. He speaks in the accents familiar to his victims. He wears their face and their garments. He appeals to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of a nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of a city. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to be feared. Unquote. That's exactly what's going on today within our own government, European government, Scandinavian government, African governments, plural, Chinese governments, Russian governments, work together, pretending that they're against each other, this fake World War III coming up. Oh, they'll make people some die. They'll sacrifice people to make it look like a war. They're lying about Ebola, causing fear. They tried this in 2009. It's just a replay. I may get to that today. And then it's promulgated to continue talking about Ebola and scare the dickens out of people so they'll get the vaccines. And then that will start the pandemic, which is what they tried to do in 2009. It's not Obama. Obama, he's a puppet. Now, he's a significant puppet, like Clinton and like Bush and all the rest of the liars, Reagan, Carter, Nixon, LBJ, all of them, Democrat, Republican, is nonsense. They all work together. Democrat, Republican, Libertarian, Libertarian, whatever Aryan it is, is used to divide us up. They never fulfill their legal promises. Never. Their political promises. Never. They're not supposed to. Now, JFK was going to. Lincoln finally came around. He was going to change things, and he wasn't supposed to. McKinley was causing problems in the financial area when they were conjuring up the Federal Reserve beginning 1900. He knew it was coming. And those three have something in common. Garfield was just a bad actor. Reagan was getting a little out of hand for him, but they put him back in line, and he cowered and went along with them. But the three I mentioned, they didn't. Andrew Jackson did what he was going to do, but he just kind of faded. But he did cut the strings of the Illuminati financially. That's the way you do it. They tried to kill him three times. The last time was two muskets that misfired point-blank range. Andrew Jackson beat the guy with a stick. Family, this has always been ongoing since our colony has been formed. Uh-huh. Oh, that's the other thing. Yeah. See, we're a colony of England today. We never won the Revolutionary War. Some of these politicians, Napolitano and all these other amateurs, are trying to parrot off that we have a constitution. They know we don't. Yet they continue to run their chops about it and lie to the American people. We have a plutocracy. We've never had a democracy. It's a set up republic, but we've never had either. Plutocracy is as close as it's come. Like Pluto. Plutocracy. Look it up. That's what we have. We're a colony of England. We never won the war. Paris Peace Treaty, 1783. We just turned into a corporation in 1789. That's all. So they're going to divide this colony up among real countries. Mexico, China, Canada. Well, actually, Canada will have to be made a country because they're a colony right now of England. So they'll be made a country. They'll have to make some kind of adjustment to their plan because America incorporated, Canada incorporated, and Australia and Israel are colonies of England today. Colonies, that's correct. Not countries. So this colony called America is going to be divided up in those four areas. UN, internationalist, Canada, China, and Mexico. Into four major grouping regions. With 10 regions total, 5 states each, America would be balkanized. Nixon set this up. Not Obama. Nixon did. Another rat fink. Nixon. Executive Order 11647. He set up the plans for his own dictatorship that he was told to do by the Vatican, the Illuminati. But he failed. Him and General Cushman of the Marine Corps. They were planning a military dictatorship in 72 to 74. And that's a fact, too. You see what, so what you see today in the news and history books is one side. And that's the non-reality. The reality is what I just told you. And they're not telling you this. Well, I'm going to tell you a bunch of it today and tomorrow. Well, actually, I have all my, for the past 5 years. But I'm going to get more detail. Each time I try, I bring out the same things to put the new information in perspective. And show you how vast this thing is. I have some eye-openers today and tomorrow. Some real eye-openers. You know, and if you're on my side, you're listening, and you agree with what I'm saying and so forth, then you want to take notes and then check it out. And don't believe what I say. I don't want you to. I want you to check it out. And those that don't like me that's listening, hey, do the same thing. It's not a problem. Not whatsoever. You see. family, is you got to know the enemy and dissect them. Like they dissect us, you dissect them. And you determine their weak points. And you fight it. It don't matter how big they may seem. It doesn't matter how close they are to achieving. It doesn't matter. They lose anyway. They have lost this war. But it's only through Jesus. That's it. But you, as concerned citizens, and you, as born-again Christians, forget Christianity. That's there to divide you up. Just pick the sect that you want. They're all wrong. They all got some kind of little burr under its saddle. Every single one of them. And it's designed that way. You see? So forget religion, forget Christianity, but look to Jesus. And a born-again Christian is where you accept Jesus as your Savior. You let Him know and repent of those sins you've committed. Between you and Him, you don't need any religious figure, position, minister, whatever. If you don't have a strong relationship with God and you feel unsure, well, you got to find a King James Bible-believing minister that preaches the true word of God, and boy, good luck on that one. It's hard to find nowadays. Because they're misled in these national conventions, the Baptist Convention, the World Church, World Council of Churches, the National Council of Churches, used to be the Federal Council of Churches. What does that mean? Well, in 1936, the Naval Intelligence did an investigation on the Federal Council of Churches, formed by the Rockefellers to control religion, and determined that the Federal Council of Churches in 1936 was then one of the most subversive organizations in the United States. They changed the name to National Council of Churches. You see. Oh, there's all kinds of things going on. All kinds of things, man, I tell you. But to know their weaknesses and even pray against it. Don't take too many of you, but you got to be righteous. You got to look to God and pray. But sometimes, I'm going to explain a lot today. I found something out this morning, and with the help of somebody, that just turned me to one scripture, Deuteronomy 9. A little light bulb went on. And I'm going to explain that. All right, let's begin. Lord, thank you today. Father, we come together in the name of your Son, Jesus. We dedicate this program, Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, thank you for allowing us to do this broadcast. Father, we thank you for putting us on to the talk stream live, that, Father, you give us opportunities with our network. Father, you bring others to this station, this network. And Father, we call upon you to use your Holy Spirit to spread the word, Lord, that we can get the truth out and let the Holy Spirit work. Lord, we pray for our brethren. We pray for an awakening. We pray for the watchmen to come out and start telling the truth and start bringing it out with courage. And Father, for those at the highest level, the ones that have the knowledge, that have the abilities, Father, that to reach national, to reach international, that, Father, they come out and start telling the truth. And to get away from these corrupted religions and corrupted Bibles, and, Father, to exalt the King James Bible as the true word of God. Father, because this Bible is being attacked some terrible, Lord. So we need some help. We need those angels to come down and strip away protection of the Wicca, strip away protection of the Satanist in all these towns and cities and states. And, Father, to bring forth the truth about God, the truth about Jesus Christ who died on the cross for our sins. And, Father, the truth about the corrupted governments that we have, the corrupted religions we have. Father, to lead those to the true word of God and Jesus Christ as their Savior. Father, we pray for veterans coming back. Father, that with your Holy Spirit, Lord, that you will silence the voices in their head. Father, we know it's done by technology. We know, Father, that the psychotropic drugs have the effect that the technology causes a voice to skull, Father. We know, but many people don't know this, Lord. We need that whistleblower to come out to tell the truth and be protected. Father, we need you to shut down these technologies that they have, to tear them up, and the computer system, destroy them. Father, we need this protection. And Father, to seal up the portals they're opening and these disasters and murders and death and destruction they're causing. And Father, to expose those fallen angels for who they really are. The Saint Germain and Amori and Sananda. Father, to expose them for their real names. Expose them for the liars and frauds that these fallen angels really are. Lord, we pray upon you that you'll shut down these covens. Father, take away their sacrifice of children. And Lord, to expose them to the world in all these wicked covens. And Father, we pray for the love to override, Father, for the truth to be exposed in the right way. And Lord, that we look to the future of the return of Jesus to this planet, return of Jesus to this dimension, return of Jesus to Jerusalem, the holy city. That, Father, we know today that Jerusalem is not the Jerusalem of the Bible, but, Father, we know that Jesus Christ is bringing that Jerusalem with him. Lord, we pray for him to return and return soon, Lord, and thy will be done. That's why we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, the more we pray, the more we get closer, the more you're going to have interruptions and all kinds of things are going to happen. You got to focus on what you're doing. You got to focus on the Word. Because you're going to be distracted. You're going to be pulled away. It's going to be amazing ways it's going to happen. The people doing it and the situation around you are not even going to know they're being used. Because you see, the world around you, what God created, includes quantum physics. God don't need all these formulas. He knows what he created. But Satan does. See, Satan has used science and physics and all these things to quantify God's creation so he can understand it and manipulate it. That's where your formulas came from. That's where your quantum physics and all this, these designs and so forth. And notice they have to keep adding, upgrading because computers quit working and their technology stops working. You ever wonder why? Because God keeps changing the frequencies of the world, of the vibration, of the physical properties. And so their technology just keeps failing. They never can rest. They never can stop inventing. They never can stop and rest for a second. Because every time they get close, like the Tower of Babel, it gets torn down. They can never rest. And they can never win. It's impossible. So they created education as a discipline. Philosophy, religion, science, all the sciences, includes all of it. The arts for manipulation and to placate. Political, well, I have to tell you about that. And the finance, do I have to tell you about that one? There's seven fallen angels that are specialists. The one that the New Agers call Master Rakosi. He is the expert on civilizations and manipulation of civilization. They call him Master Rakosi. I don't know his angelic name. But these are fallen angels, as in the sons of God of the Old Testament. Job 38:7, Job 1 and Job 2, and Genesis 2:6 and 2:4, sons of God. We're the fallen angels that were here. And they are with us today. They operate. The councils, committees, the Bilderberg, the UN. Oh, the Club of Rome. Where do you think we get our inventions, our technology? Through avatars. What they call avatars. This is how it works. This is the technology. This is the methodology. And this is all documented in their own textbook. Or should I say textbooks? I've done extensive research. Signs of Christ by Harold Balliaz is a textbook of the Illuminati, textbook of the New Age movement and how they've operated since the beginning. This thing called avatars, these human beings that have a different DNA, have been many great men in our, well, quote-unquote great, in our history. Leonardo da Vinci, Bismarck, Lincoln was one, Buddha, Freud, Martin Luther of the Reformation period. Oh, he worked for the Vatican, and that rascal. It's called a dialectic. The doctrine of avatars. An avatar you might define as somebody that, an individual who has a particular facility or capacity besides his own self-initiated tasking, a kind of a preordained destiny from birth. He works with these rays, the energies, the fallen angels, as a conduit transmitted through the etheric body, the physical body of a planet. What they mean here when they talk about that is the fallen angels that live on these planets. It's a very deep mystery about the avatars, but they're there to change a culture. They're significant, play significant roles. You see, no flesh can live outside the Van Allen belt. We don't have materials that's going to stop. God set it up that way. But a supernatural orb, supernatural spiritual body of the fallen angel, they can. Spiritually, you can live out there. It's called heaven. And the other side is hell. Supernatural. The flesh cannot leave the earth. While Enoch left, God translated him. Look up the word translate in the biblical terms. See, Enoch didn't ascend. Jesus is the only one ascended. They get you to think in the ascended masters. Means they were human before. Or they were like us before. And they ascended, became masters of the universe. This is not a game I'm talking about. This is real life. Sananda Emmanuel. The one they call Yeshua. Yahuwah, whatever. Is a real false prophet of the Bible yet to come. He looks exactly like you think Jesus Christ looks like in the Da Vinci paintings and what have you. That's not Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It's very significant what I'm talking about. These are the planners of their new world order that's talked about in the King James Bible. Of the 10 kings, of the 10 unions of the world, as divided up since 1943. We're close. So each one of these fallen angels have a specific specialty. With 6 fallen angels underneath them, kind of like general, and then you have colonels. And that's how they divide the world in education, philosophy, religion, science, the arts, politics, and finance. And these individual disciplines are called rays, R-A-Y-S. Ashram rays. That means there are 49 fallen angels controlling these 7 areas. 7 is the head, the council of 7. Oh, yeah. The magnificent 7, they call them. They are the 7. Master Rikosi. Well, going back to what I was talking about, Enoch never ascended. The fallen angels have you believe that they ascended masters, that you can be like us now. We're here to teach you how to be like us. That's the lure that the New Age is being pulled in to death. You want to be like us? We're going to teach you. They got a university. It's called I Am University. Don't ask me to spell it. Melchizedek University, the Wesak Festival, is where they initiate new initiates for their agenda, planning 20, 30, 40 years ahead. At the Wesak, W-E-S-A-K, meets every May. That's where your fallen angels attend this, either by channeling or if they have enough force from caused by death and destruction and sacrifice, they can actually physically appear. As they did as Moria and Saint Germain and DK appeared to Helena Blavatsky, Alice Bailey. They physically appeared to her. Look up the name Saint Germain, G-E-R-M-A-I-N, a very mysterious figure in the 18th century. That was a fallen angel. And you read their history, you find out, well, that's a weird guy, man. Smart guy, but his shadowy background. That's why. To know who they are, and when you see them, if they come, and they will be made public. As Bailey calls it, externalization of the hierarchy. It's always been planned. The most complicated part for me in this is to simplify it so I can talk about it in 2 hours. And I try to do it to where those that's never studied this before can understand it. They created the Magna Carta. They created the French Republic, emphasis upon the human liberty. They created and gave to us through their minions, the monarchy and the Vatican, the Declaration of Independence. They want us to have it. They created the Atlantic Charter. They also set up the emancipation of the slaves. I got this documented in their textbook. Lincoln was what's called a racial avatar. He was part of the Merovingian bloodline, Queen Elizabeth bloodline. All the presidents have been. Presidents of a corporation called the United States of America Incorporated. We're back to what I was talking about a little while ago. We're a corporation and a colony today. We've been lied to in history books. Now, family, I'm not telling you this to aid them in their attempt to reduce sovereignty and patriotism and all that. No, because they lose. What I'm trying to do is bring reality to the airwaves. And when they start preaching out about fight for democracy and fight all that stuff, they're checking and seeing just how docile they've made us since the year exactly 1900 when they started fluoridating the water. The experiment began in the year 1900. Fluoridation causes docile. A nation to be docile. The ones that drink it, docile. That's the purpose of it. I've got a complete study on it. Study goes back to the 1950s. I got the quotes. Family, you fight this through spiritual ways. It's a spiritual war that we're fighting today. Spiritual. You know, yesterday I talked about how they attacked the family. And the more I get into that, the more I'm amazed at how this attack on the family is almost a full-fledged assault of the United States and the world in general. A nuclear bomb would destroy everything. They don't have anything to take when it's done, right? It's nothing but debris. It destroyed everything, killed everybody. But they don't want that. They don't want a nuclear bomb on the cities. They want the cities. They want the land. They want to foment their new world order with mind-controlled slaves. And guess who that's going to be? That's going to be the elite. And the elite don't know that yet. Because they want the common man to be dead. They want them dead. They want their own transhumanized population under their control. They look down on any human, any half-hybrid. That would be the elite. So the elite don't know they're being used also. You see? They don't want us common folk around. But see, when the first seal is broken, peace and prosperity, when it begins, hadn't begun yet. And then the second seal breaks. That would be World War III. It's total annihilation is their plan of all humans. That's their plan. And it actually matches what the Bible says. Because the Bible tells us what's going to happen. And they have to go by it. They can't change it. You think if they were in control, they would change it. They would have started already. They haven't. So they got to fake it. A counterfeit tribulation period to make you think that's what's going on. They can't do it all at once. God has limited them. However, your evangelists, to some of your so-called prophets today on TV and all this, they're making it look like we're in the tribulations now. That's impossible. Question these people, family. Just because they go to college, or I've been to college too, I got an MBA, so what? Who cares? It doesn't mean a thing. It really doesn't. Just because they went to some biblical college, they have a doctor's degree, because they work at Harvard, means zero. Means nothing. And I mean this literally. Because they've been subjugated under the humanist manifesto, which means all their work is scrap. Because they are biased, pro-Satan, under the humanist manifesto. That means their work cannot reflect the truth. That's a fact. The humanist manifesto, I've covered this many times. You can read it yourself. And that's what every public school is, a school of humanism. Charles Francis Potter, 1930. Georgia Ann Geyer, Roger Kimball, Bertrand Russell. All these, even the ones, those are the ones that work for him, confirm what I'm telling you. It's based on Marxism, socialism, humanism, preachment, all of our education. It goes right back to the education Ashram Ray. You see what's happened? They control it. All Bibles, except for the King James, all Bibles, no exception. There is not even one. All Bibles are corrupted by design. Every, say, you name it, it's corrupted. I don't care if I don't, you know, it comes up tomorrow. I don't care if there's 10 Harvard professors, theologians. It don't make one lick of difference. It's scrap. The King James Bible stands for now. What do you mean for now? Well, because you have the great falling away yet to come. What do you think that means? That means that there's going to be a falling away of the church. What's going on now? Mm-mm. It's being set up to go on, yes. Is it happening now? No. There'll be a total turning away from Jesus Christ. And the King James Bible will be done. And the book of Enoch will take a rise up. And the book of Urantia. And these Gnostic books of nonsense. Book of Thomas, book of Mary, book of whatever. It's all nonsense. Most of them made in the 1st and 2nd and 3rd century. Because the King James Bible will have the truth. When you see the fallen angels taking the role as ascended masters and aliens or whatever, religion will be turned up on its head. And the Vatican has planned this since the early 1900s. Look up Teilhard de Chardin. Now, how they do that? How they get your attention? How they destroy what you set up? What they've set up, actually, is by going after the family. That's what I want to talk about. Now, I got a couple of bad habits, and just bear with me, please. That sometimes I get off track, and I'll head down a little rabbit trail. I do that sometimes. And sometimes it's needed, and sometimes it's just me. So you do bear with me on this, family, because I've studied this a lot, and obsessively. And I wanted to study it obsessively. I like that, you see. And so what I try to do is simplify it then and show you how all this fits. And that way you dissect the enemy and go against what they've put together. Feminism was, in fact, designed to destabilize society. In the 1960s, they began, the communists, which control the United States today, and Europe, and the whole world, as a matter of fact. Promoted by the Vatican, because the Vatican created communism through Adam Weishaupt, May the 1st, 1776. May Day. Until today, and it's continuing. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Adam Weishaupt was a Jesuit priest. Teilhard de Chardin of the 20th century was a Jesuit priest. He's the father of the New Age movement. New Age movement is the Fourth Reich. The New Age movement was the Third Reich. And Hitler was there. You got it now? You're going to find this in history books. And this is recorded, so you can go back to it and say, I want to hear that again because I don't believe this guy on the radio. Hey, go ahead. I told you not. Don't believe me. I don't want you to. I want you to check it out. I want you to find me wrong. But you better do some good research because if you don't, you're going to have a problem. But if you do and you find out it's right, it's your knowledge, not mine. It's yours. It's coming from you. I don't care if my name gets out. I'm not looking for that. You become the expert. You're the one that found it because you went looking for it. What do I care? Well, you say that because you never know when God's going to use you to start a movement. God, you don't know when you're going to say something to somebody that's going to trick a little lever on their head, turn the light on, and they'll say, you know, gosh, you're right. And that could lead them to be to Jesus Christ when they realize how this is all set up. There's all kinds of ways God can work in your life and someone else's life when you reveal truth. It's like a match that lights the next match, the next match, the next match. You never know. Let God work. But to live the truth and let God do the work. But you can't do it when you live a lie. When you start living lies, that's when you start dying. They use what's called the Hegelian dialectic. God set up the family structure since when? Adam and Eve? I don't think Adam and Eve had a dog or a cat. You understand what I mean? But they had the family structure set up. Adam was out tilling the fields. Eve was home taking care of the children, doing what she was supposed to do. Man, woman, they're physically different, as if I had to tell you. But apparently I do, because today the world thinks they're the same. And they're not. Of course, with a little bit of surgery, you know, you got yourself a two-legged earthworm. That's what they're looking for, is the man and the woman combined, that's the Baphomet, to have a birth in one body. Reproduction in one body, that's their main plan. To make an abomination God's kingdom. When you make an abomination, it becomes a mutation. God will not allow that. I'm going to tell you one more thing about this in general, and we'll get to this family. It's something, and I made reference to it a little while ago, that someone brought up that really lit a light bulb in my head. I'm going to share it with you. Someone this morning talked about Deuteronomy 9:11 and 9:12, actually. And I thought, well, okay, so what? What we got here? And I read it. I said, oh, that's interesting. And I started reading 12, 13, 14, 15. And I said, oh, my goodness. And I'll tell you why. What happened in the Old Testament before the flood? The children of the fallen angels, the Nephilim, were destroyed by God. Everything, plant, animal, human, everything, except for eight people. And two-by-two animals existed back then. In one of my Bible studies, it's still on the archives, I talk about how they got all the animals on the ark. I talk about that. But in any case, so when I say children of the Nephilim, don't be fooled by the word children. We're talking cannibals. We're talking evil. We're talking 20, 30, 40-foot giants. Everything was big back then because of the elements were different. The atmosphere was different. Everything was different then as far as living conditions go. So the hybrid children of the Nephilim, the children of the fallen angels called Nephilim in the NIV Bible, which is a totally corrupted Bible, but the real word is giants that you'll find in the King James Bible, the true word. But the NIV has watered it down to call them Nephilim to make it confusing. Well, the giants were the children of the fallen angels and the daughters of man, Genesis 6:2 and 6:4. Obviously, an abomination. That was why the flood was brought down, to kill everything off, to stop the DNA. When you hear about the Jews or the Hebrew Israelites after the flood and killing every man, woman, and child, they were taking out the DNA. That was God's abomination. They were entire culture of people that were infected or corrupted DNA. And giants back then. That's why it was all done. Because of corrupted DNA caused by Satan. Now, so what does that mean? It means the fallen angels, supernatural as they were, had to watch their children be, well, again, I use the word loosely, being wiped out and fighting each other and killing each other and drowning in the flood and then washed out. And that's what made the Grand Canyon, by the way. I had to sneak that one in because that's the truth. The flood did a lot of damage to the earth, but then come renewal. Noah plus seven, off the ark, animals came out, and it was one land back then. It wasn't split out with 3,000 miles between. It was one piece of land, a big piece of land, but one big continent when they got off that ark. And they had one language, one culture. When they got off the ark. The change of culture comes later, about 10, 12 generations later, or God changed it immediately when he broke the Tower of Babel down and changed the languages, he changed the DNA. He can do that, you know. Or it did over a period of time because there are different places on the earth. Okay, I'm going to stop there on that part because that's another hour that I've talked about. So they are angry. They want revenge for what God did to their children. Their plans. They want revenge. You understand? They want revenge. So, that's part of what's going on. So where does Deuteronomy 9:11 fit in? Well, watch this. Starting with Deuteronomy 9:11. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days and 40 nights that the Lord gave me, talking to Moses, two tablets of stone, even the tablets of the covenant. Tables of the covenant. Deuteronomy 9:12. And the Lord said to me, arise, get thee down quickly from hence, for thy people, which thou hast brought forth out of Egypt, have corrupted themselves. They are quickly turned aside out of the way which I commanded them. They've made them a molten image. That's an idol. Now then, that was the idol. They didn't have video games back then. An idol back then. You got idols today. A little more sophisticated, but you still have idols. What's different with that and today? Nothing, really. The world is being corrupted massively. Same-sex marriage, authorizing abortion, child sacrifice of what it is. Now you got it. Creating the satanic cult groups, corrupting the Bibles. I mean, the list is massive. Drugs being approved, euthanasia for children being worked on to approve for children to euthanize themselves. Israel's totally corrupted. You see, it's not much different today than it is, except today is more sophisticated. All right, 9:13. Furthermore, the Lord spake unto me, saying, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Nothing new under the sun. Let me alone, that I may destroy them, and blot out their name from under heaven. Whoa. and I will make of thee a nation mightier and greater than they. That means that God's going to destroy them because they've corrupted themselves. Like Sodom and Gomorrah. Are you sort of getting the picture here? Or the pieces of the puzzle coming together? About what happened before the flood and what's happening now of the people after. Satan corrupting them through the seven areas I've told you about. Pornography. Murder. Drugs. Different idols we have. Mixed martial arts, that's an idol. You go there and you want blood, man. You want blood. You want to see it. Look at the people that go there. I was in martial arts for 30 years. I've been there. I know the feeling of fighting. And it's an adrenaline rush. Enjoy it. Or did. They know what tricks you trigger. Continuing. So I turned and came down from the mount, and the mount burned with fire, and the two tablets of the covenant were in my two hands. And I looked, and behold, ye had sinned against the Lord your God, and hath made you a molten calf. Ye had turned aside quickly out of the way which the Lord had commanded you. And Moses says in Deuteronomy 9:17, and I took the two tables, and cast them out of my two hands. He threw them down. And break them before your eyes. And I fell down before the Lord, as was the first and 40 days and 40 nights. I did neither eat bread nor drink water, because of all your sins which ye sinned, in doing wickedly in the sight of the Lord, to provoke him to anger. That's very important. In doing wickedly in the sight of the Lord, to provoke him to anger. Is very significant. For I was afraid of the anger and hot displeasure wherewith the Lord was wroth against you to destroy you. But the Lord hearkened unto me at that time also. And the Lord was very angry with Aaron to have destroyed him. And I prayed for Aaron also the same time. See, Aaron didn't take care of business down on earth when down in the valley when Moses went up the mountain. Aaron lost control. Probably facilitated the building of the idol. Aaron was blessed. But boy, God was angry with him for messing up. So the preachers better take heed. Who's praying for you when you're going against God with the corrupted Bibles, corrupted doctrine, falling in line with these Council of Foreign Relations, World Council of Churches? You get it? God don't change. It's happening again. Deuteronomy 9:21. And I took your sin, the calf which ye had made, and burnt it with fire, and stamped it, and ground it very small, even until it was small as dust. And I cast the dust thereof into the brook that descended out of the mount. And at Tabereth, Massa, ye provoked the Lord to wrath. Likewise, when the Lord sent you, they want to do it to me again here, Kadesh Barnea, saying, go up and possess the land which I have given you. Then ye rebelled against the commandment of the Lord your God, and ye believed him not, nor hearkened to his voice. Ye have been rebellious against the Lord from the day I knew you. Thus I fell down before the Lord 40 days and 40 nights, and I fell down at the first, because the Lord had said he would destroy you. I prayed therefore unto the Lord, and said, O Lord God, destroy not thy people and thine inheritance, which thou hast redeemed through thy greatness, which thou hast brought forth out of Egypt a mighty hand. Remember thy servants, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Look not unto the stubbornness of this people, nor to the wickedness, nor to their sin. Lest the land whence thou broughtest us out, because the Lord was not able to bring them into the land which he promised them, and because he had hated them, he hath brought them out to slay them in the wilderness. See, when they rebelled against God, they brought his wrath down upon them. Deuteronomy 9:29 and last. Yet they are thy people and thine inheritance. That's why I carried through with Noah. Because that was his people and the inheritance, which brought with it original sin, which thou broughtest out by thy mighty power and by thy outstretched out arm. Family, what they're trying to do is do exactly what they did then, right down to the T, to get God to destroy the people because they turn away from him. That's why they're trying to change the laws of the land to homosexual marriage, of allowing self-murder by your children being able to euthanize themselves in Oregon. Y'all doing something about that? Just watching it. By the International Rights of the Child, to stop it. You stopped it in 1989, and stop it again. To delay. Why delay? So others will hear the word of God and may be converted. You see how this works? And one man here saved it, but the others were destroyed because they rebelled against God. This is very important. Extremely important. That's what they're trying to do. They've got 19 states. Why would they want to continue trying to get states to lift the ban? Who cares? If they're going to sin, that's their problem. That's their business. They want to live together? Well, just go live together. Or whatever y'all do, the homosexuals. But then you got the ones committing adultery, those who are committing child murder, and child, all this is all the same. Stealing, lusting, all that. God's trying to soften it all out. That's why Jesus Christ died on the cross so you could repent. You see? Well, it's a battle down here. Supernatural battle. To get you to change the laws of the land. And that's what's going on today. That's why they're getting married. Man, man, and woman, woman. Transgender man, woman. Go either way. Whatever. You see? And I'm just focused on that right now. There's other, it doesn't have to be the homosexuals. It can make marriages, make divorces much easier. That way you can commit adultery. Adultery being committed easier today. All this is part of this one plan. And you have an enemy. The homosexuals that are doing all this, that's their thing. Well, they're using that against them. They're using that to get them all stirred up, to cause God to have wrath upon here, on America, on the world. Well, here's the problem for them, is that they're going to kill them as well. The Illuminati will not let them live. They're going to use them until they've used them up, change the laws, cause the wrath of God. Then they're going to start killing them off. The very people they're supporting, that's leading them, are going to start killing them. They don't know that yet. You see, family, this is how it really works. Because we're dealing with a supernatural realm. It's not natural. It's supernatural. So to do that, you take the institution of marriage, which was established in the very beginning, and you destroy it. They needed it to happen. They needed the family unit together between the early 1900s and 1945, for about 50 years there. They needed that family structure working because they needed to foment the wars. A family structure would be sovereignty, family values, all that stuff, principles and all this. That was what was played through World War I, World War II. So they would join up and go fight the enemy across, you know, all that stuff, fight for democracy, et cetera, et cetera. I explained that all yesterday. Has been set up and been lied to about that too. So once this sovereignty and this family unit has built the strength and all that, now World War III is the takedown. They had to prepare us for the takedown. And how to do that? Destroy the family. To set up for the fallen angels to come down as the hierarchy and begin the new world order. But it was going to take two, maybe three generations. They say in their planning, it may even take 100 years from that timing period. Heck, they've been working on this since the year 1200 AD. But for America, this colony we live in, it began the takedown in 1945. Because then, World War III was planned before 1871 by Albert Pike. It was planned, World War III, to be between political Zionism and Islam. Which are bloodline. Yep. The Arabs, Ishmaelites, are half-brothers to the Hebrew Jews through Abraham. Isn't that ironic? The old Roman Empire, the beast, the whore, they call it in the Bible, is causing the the offspring of Ishmael, whose father was Abraham, to fight the children of Isaac and Jacob, which the father was Abraham, to have them fight each other, to kill each other. Now you get it? Have half-brothers fight each other. And then Satan takes over, called the New World Order. A final revenge before the flood. A final revenge when Moses came down from the mountain. To continue on. You want to destroy our children, we'll destroy yours. We'll have them turn against you. And they'll cause you to have to bring wrath down upon them. Do you see the big picture now? What's really going on? So God established the family unit properly. Obviously, because the human structure is fit for that. You know, it's not fit for, it's pretty obvious. By the human anatomy. And the purpose of sex was to multiply. Our purpose for being on this world was to worship God and help each other. To have Babel, he had to divide mankind because we were plotting against him. He called God the first segregationist. But we're never to fight each other, and even though divided, was to help each other. Family, there's some big things coming. Family. So what did they do specifically? What did they do specifically then? Well, that's what I'm going to talk about. I've sort of laid the groundwork this past hour. And certainly we could go over the news and all that stuff. You know, we could, talk about, what this judge said. Quote, it doesn't look like the sky has fallen in because of gay marriage, unquote. This is an article title. He says it doesn't look like the sky has fallen in because of gay marriage. They have no idea about the tribulations, do they? Then you got a runner. Now, while they're making this national news, a runner uses a Nike application to draw penises from his running. So he runs, he uses the application for Nike. Nike is one of the Illuminati's corporations among thousands. It's a major one, the Council of Foreign Relations. This is in tribute to Nimrod family. It's like a ritual. This is all connected together. I'm not going over the edge on this. This is the truth. You see? And everything I'm telling you, you can check out on your own. And follow it up. And also, remember I told you about the prisons? They're going to unleash all the prisons. They're going to just close them down. That's the idea. And also to eliminate the death penalty completely and totally. Do as I will, to hold the law, release all felons worldwide. So that's the New Age movement. That's the movement. That's what it's for. That there's no need for incarceration whatsoever. If you kill somebody, well, it's just part of your learning process. That's their philosophy you run into, the Humanist Manifesto. Well, they're going to show you by articles, by events, by arresting people unlawfully, that prison is just not what it's made out to be. Here's an article. Oregon man serving prison sentence for collecting rainwater on his own property. To show bondage. It's to show that, man, we got to get rid of these prisons. All this is adding up to a major agenda. And I'm telling you, I'm not looking deep into it. This is what's really going on today. So now, feminist movement. The damage is caused. Unknown to most of them because they don't want to see it. The damage has been done. There's no one doing it. But to watch it work is just amazing. See how they've put this together. The planned destruction of the family. You want evidence? I'll give you evidence. Destroy the family, as Lenin said, 1900s, and you destroy society. Thereby, what he did was, he merely repeated what Socrates was an, what? Avatar. Plato was an avatar of the fallen angels in development of philosophy, which is one of the Ashram rays. Y'all see how this all tied together? It is amazing. Destroy the family. Socrates was an avatar. Plato was an avatar. Leonardo da Vinci was an avatar. And what Friedrich Engels and Karl Marx put into words, Lenin set out to do just that, hoping that a new society with the state of the ultimate father could be constructed. Karl Marx copied, plagiarized his work from Clinton Roosevelt, an ancestral cousin of FDR, 100 years before, 1841, Pearl Harbor. 100 years ago, from 1941, 1940s, was the life of Clinton Roosevelt, ancestral cousin. They keep it in the family, you know. He wrote The Science of Government Founded on Natural Law. That's humanism. Marxism, socialism, Satanism, it's all connected. They just turn a different name. He got from Manzini. Manzini was the connector with him and Adam Weishaupt. Adam Weishaupt died in 1830s time frame. And Weishaupt developed the plan for the world. May the 1st, 1776. You see how it worked? And he was channeled by the fallen angels to develop what's called the protocols of the learned elders of Zion, is working exactly as they put it out. A little delayed, but it's working perfectly. The Comte de Varou, who came out of the Congress of Wilhelmsbad, was horrified at this plan when it was briefed to the Freemasons back then at the Congress of Wilhelmsbad. The Comte de Varou was horrified. He's an honest Freemason. He's an honest guy. But he was no longer part of the Masons after that. He found out that this plan was diabolical, evil. But he said, he is quoted as saying that the church and the monarchy can never, it's impossible to escape it. They kept it hidden for a long time. Roxanne Dunbar, quote, how will the family unit be destroyed? That demand alone will throw the whole ideology of the family into question. So that women can begin can begin to establish a community of work with each other, we can fight collectively. Fight? Okay. Women will feel freer to leave their husbands and become economically independent, either through a job or welfare. Unquote. That destroying the family. Why would they want to do that? Just live your life and they live their life. Won't be married to be married. No, they've got to destroy the family unit. The nuclear family must be destroyed for the fall of the nation and the fall of the world. Why? Because God established that as rule. To go beyond that is an abomination. To bring wrath of God down on this planet. You understand what's happening today? People aren't catching this. Functions of the Family by Linda Gordon. Women, a Journal of Liberation in the fall of 1969. Said, and I quote, "The nuclear family must be destroyed. And people must find better ways of living together. Whatever its ultimate meaning, the breakup of families now is an objectively revolutionary process." Quote, to quote, "Families have supported oppression, bondage, oppression, bondage, oppression, by separating people into small, isolated units, unable to join together to fight for common interest." Unquote. Barbara Findlay, MS Magazine, Miss Magazine, May, June 1995. Is marriage the answer? Quote, "Feminists have long criticized marriage as a place of oppression, danger, and adultery for women." Unquote. Alison Jagger, Feminist Politics and Human Nature. Quote, "The nuclear family is a cornerstone of women's oppression. It enforces women's dependence on men. It enforces heterosexuality and imposes the prevailing masculine and feminine character structures on the next generation." That was in 19... Ooh, didn't say what year. See what they're doing? And we're all falling right in line with it. Because we're believing what these people are telling us. And they're leading you straight to a dictatorship. It is not peace. Frederick Engels, The Origins of the Family. Private Property in the State, 1942. Page 58, said that the first class opposition that appears in history coincides with the development of the antagonism between man and woman in monogamous marriage, and the first oppression coincides with that of the female sex by the male. How about Patricia Ireland, January 28, 2000, said, and I quote, "The first condition of the liberation of the wife is to bring the whole family sex back into public industry. And this, in turn, demands the abolition of the monogamous family as the economic unit of society." Patricia Ireland of the NOW referred to the Congress of the United States of America, Incorporated, I added that, as twisted for supporting such notions as marriage and family. That was in Fathers Count Act Will Hurt Women and Kids, January 28th, year 2000. Now, my regular listeners, you've heard me talk about this before. I should bring it up again and put it in another context. From a new popular, a woman that's really coming out of her own now, again, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Do I hear music? First, Brock Chisholm, 1948 to 1953, director of the United Nations World Health Organization. He is a rascal, this guy was. Director of the United Nations World Health Organization, 1948 to 53, 3 years after the takedown began. He said, and I quote, "To achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, loyalty to family traditions, national patriotism, and religious dogmas, unquote. They're on the same page, aren't they? In different years, different decades, the same page, 40 years apart. Whoa, do you think that maybe there's a conspiracy there, possibly? Well, here comes 1977, Little Miss Half Pint, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Ginsburg is Illuminati from Russia. I don't want to rush into this thing here. I want to slow down a little bit. You got it? Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Isn't there a knife named after Ginsburg? Isn't there a Ginsburg knife? I wonder. Well, Little Miss Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Illuminati from Russia, based on her report to the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights and previous court opinions, stated the federal government should do the following. And we go back to my point about changing men and women, women to men, dividing the roles. Well, this little lady submitted a complete report. Of that report, I'm going to give you the following. Number one, she said, listen carefully now. This talks about controlling your children, about breaking up the marriages, about changing sex roles. I mean, it covers everything. Number one was provide for the federal government should provide comprehensive child care. That's to get the children out of the home. Number two was to change. I don't know the status of it today, but then in 1990s, and she wrote this up in 1977. 1977, she said these things in this report. Change the homestead law. Provide double benefits to couples who don't live together as to a husband and wife who do live together. That was the, you take the jobs away at whatever time it begins. So the families can't make it unless they both work. So you split the families up because they got to work. They got to work. So this way they can save money on taxes by having two domiciles. Isn't that tricky? So they have to do this. The ones that could. Others didn't have a job, didn't matter anyway. Once they found a job, we could save money by having two households. Well, that's not right. This is why they did that. That's to split the family in marriages. That woman is total evil. Total evil. Because she's playing right into their plans that goes back early 1900s. Goes back to Lucifer and his plan, as I've told you before. But I'm not done. Number three. And this one's a humdinger. Draft the women into the military and assign them to combat duty and then apply affirmative action to the armed forces to equalize the number of men and women. That was to eliminate traditional feminine roles. She wrote this in 1977. They've been slowly integrating it into the military, little by little. And in June of 2013, Leon Panetta, a Knights of Malta member, He's a member of the Knights of Malta, like Jerem Boykin, like Rick Joyner, like Leonard Horowitz, like Kissinger, like Mandela, that murderer. Knights of Malta are here to take down the world, to cause wrath of God upon this planet. That's what they're for. They think they're going to be saints in the next evolution of mankind. It ain't going to happen. But in the meantime, to take down this world. Pretending to be patriots. Remember I read you about Cicero, Marcus Tullius, what he said? It's all part of this takedown. Well, they lifted the ban for women in frontline units in June of last year. Took them 20 years to get it done, but they did it. And simultaneously, 1990s, Bill Clinton's job was Don't Ask, Don't Tell to bring homosexuals into the military. And then later, to have them to come out of the closet. Did it work? Oh, it sure did. People started retiring, and you had an increase of male-to-male sexual assaults. You think that a homosexual Marine and a straight Marine are going to get along? No. Now, in wartime, you have no choice. But in peacetime, you're going to divide the units. You're going to say, I'm getting out of this thing, man. That's what they want, is divide you all up. And it's working perfectly. Sometimes you wonder just how much difference you make in telling people all this stuff. But unless you know the truth and know who the enemy is, and it's your government, Europe, it's your kings and queens. All of them are dirty, Satanist, murderers, sacrificial of children, evil beyond anyone in any prison you can imagine. That means Clinton, that means Buchanan, means Queen Elizabeth II, Queen Beatrix, every doggone one of them. CEOs of corporations that belong to Bohemian Grove, you get in the picture here now. How high this goes? Well, the Marine Corps started training women in combat units last year. And then they had articles coming out that, wow, they couldn't do pull-ups like men could. Imagine that. I guess the Joint Chief of Staff didn't anticipate that, being their four-star generals. They a little naive at best. Or maybe they did know it. Maybe they knew it all along. Maybe they also know who's causing these suicides, 22 to 26 per day of our veterans, of which 80% hadn't even been to combat or committed suicide. So how's post-traumatic stress work there? And the voices in their head. If the generals don't know why that's happening, and I do, there's something wrong with this picture. In the voice of skull technology. Something's wrong here. Surely to goodness, those that brief the Council of Foreign Relations aren't that naive. When we down here can know it, how come they don't? Or are they a part of it and they knowingly allow it to happen? You know, even Satan hates a coward with a rubber backbone. Because you know rubber smells bad when it burns. It's disgusting. Because they've taken a blood oath against mankind. And that's what it's really all about. It's not China and war with America and Russia and World War III and all that sort of thing. This is to cause us to fight each other while they set up their new world order. That's what it's all about. It goes back to Deuteronomy. It goes back to the flood. Goes back to revenge. I'm not done yet. Bringing women to frontline units to fight side by side with their male counterparts. Unless you got Amazon women coming out of America, I don't think that's going to happen with those fingernails that's painted up costing $60 a finger. And hair all nice up and fancy little hairdos and little secretaries out there. And, you know, how many Amazon women you have in America that are Amazons? Trained Amazons. Number four. Eliminate the traditional family concept of husband as a breadwinner, wife as a homemaker, sound familiar, and integrate all male, all female organizations, such as Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, fraternities, and sororities. That was to eliminate traditional male roles. Is that being done? Absolutely. Boy Scouts are like, we're not going to fund you anymore. They know this already. The Boy Scouts was formed for this purpose. The Boy Scouts was formed by the Freemasons. A. Truat talks very well about how there's been sexual abuse of children in the Boy Scouts. And did you know, I was a Boy Scout, and when you, I was a Cub Scout too. So when you're a Cub Scout, you do the two fingers up, which is a Masonic sign, and witchcraft. Yeah, I learned it, oh man, two fingers up and two fingers inside down, thumb covering it, as my pledge of honor for Cub Scouts. You understand? And then we become a Boy Scout. Pop that little finger up, you got yourself three fingers up and one little finger down, the pinky, covered by your thumb. And that's a Boy Scout. I'm a Boy Scout. I'm a man. You know, and I'm heading to Eagle Scout. And I'm going to be an Eagle Scout, and I'm going to be a governor, and I'm going to be me a senator. Tom Gamble, senator, used to be a former Eagle Scout. I never made the Eagle Scout. You got my point here? While they're picking the best of the best? Uh-huh. Well, watch this. When you stick your three fingers up, you got that middle finger, that nasty finger that the people make bad marks at you with. That middle finger in the middle is in the middle. Yeah, it would be, wouldn't it? And you got two on either side, the three up. And watch this. The thumb covering the little finger and the three up. You know what that is? That's the logo, the sign of the Merovingian bloodline, Satan. The fleur-de-lis. The same thing on the helmets of the Orleans Saints. That's the Merovingian bloodline sign. And they worship Lucifer, Queen Elizabeth II, the fleur-de-lis. It's all Illuminati. Isn't that a hoot? Not. See what they've done and what they're doing as we allow them to? So when these plans by Ruth Bader Ginsburg, 1970s, and it's come true. They've done it. 2013, 2014. We're not going to fund you anymore, Boy Scouts, if you don't let a transgender come in. No. Colleges, same-sex, unisex, whatever you want to call it. Bathrooms. Oh, that ought to be fun. You going to send your daughter to college now? Oh, she ain't going there. Ain't going to send her to the military either. That's what they want. And once it's there, you're trapped. It's all because your so-called Joint Chief of Staff have no backbone. Well, maybe they have a backbone. It's called the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Secret Society, Illuminati, backbone. If they don't renounce that blood oath, they're going to burn. They'll be separated from their family, or they'll be destroying their family, whichever. This is serious. It's dead serious. And what they did, the Illuminati, they start training their children way before 5 years old. They got people believing that a child can't learn anything till about five or six years old. Uh-uh. They start their training ahead of time. I told you I'm going to send a lot of stuff at you today. Because I don't have much time. I want you to see how they're working. But family, remember, they lose in the end. Sisterhood is powerful. Robin Morgan, 1970, page 537. Sisterhood is powerful. Quote, we can't destroy the iniquity. We can't destroy the iniquities between men and women until we destroy marriage, unquote. Sisterhood is Powerful by Robin Morgan, page 537, says, I quote, the feminist versus the Marriage License Bureau of the state of New York, all the discriminatory practices against women are patterned and rationalized by this slavery-like practice. We can't destroy the iniquities between men and women until we destroy marriage. Andrea Dworkin, quote, families make possible the super exploitation of women by training them to look upon their work outside the home as peripheral to their true role, unquote. November 1971, the Declaration of Feminism, quote, marriage has existed for the benefit of men and has been legally sanctioned method of control over women. We must work to destroy it. The end of the institution of marriage is a necessary condition for the liberation of women. Therefore, it is important for us to encourage women to leave their husbands and not to live individually with men, unquote. And what I say about that, what was that again? Ruth Bader Ginsburg, 1977. Oh, my. Changed the homestead law to provide double the benefits to couples who don't live together as the husband and wife who do live together. Split the families and marriages, unquote. Do y'all see a conspiracy here? Maybe. Possibly. Just maybe. So in the interview, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, in a real professional interview that she gives, and they talk about Hobby Lobby, my little Bobby, and how the contraceptives and all that, they got nothing to do with it. Now you see the real person behind that facade of Hobby Lobby. You see the distraction. It's like a magician. I'm giving you exactly what that little lady's up to. And she's brought on by Billy Bob Clinton and the rest of them. They all work together. There's no opposition up there. Except the ones that want to tell the truth, and they kill them or destroy their lives. Linda Gordon, Functions of the Family. You'll find it in Women, a Journal of Liberation, fall of 1969. Quote, no woman should have to deny herself any opportunities because of her special responsibilities to her children. Families will be finally destroyed only when a revolutionary social economic organization permits people's needs for love and security to be met in ways that do not impose divisions of labor or inner external roles at all. Unquote. Vivian Gornick, feminist author, University of Illinois, the Daily Illumini. Interesting name there. April 25th, of course, 1981. She said, and I quote, being a housewife is an illegitimate profession. The choice to serve and be protected and plan towards a family maker is a choice that shouldn't be. The heart of radical feminism is to change that. Toni Morrison, the little nuclear family is a paradigm that just doesn't work. Very significantly, Sheila Cronin says, and I quote, since marriage constitutes slavery for women, it's clear that the woman movement must concentrate in attacking this institution. Freedom for women cannot be won without the abolition of marriage. Now, I can keep going here. And going, I got tons of these things, man. They hit full steam ahead to destroy the family, to destroy the country, based on the thought of liberty and freedom. You don't need that unless you're put in bondage. So they put you in bondage and made you know that to give rise to this at the right time. That's how they do it. It follows Tyler's plan from democracy to dictatorship. Oh, they got it worked out. Right down to the nitty-gritty. Usually it takes about a 250-year process. That's on the average. Called the dialectic. The rise and fall of great civilizations. From apathy through dependence to slavery. So, it falls in line. as they promote the decline is over 200 years. Sometimes they accelerate the process. Sometimes they decelerate. Depends on where they are in this process and who slows them down. For example, it follows a basic formula. You put the person in bondage, from bondage to spiritual faith. Spiritual faith might mean a movement. Oh. Bondage, slavery of woman to the feminist movement or a spiritual faith. Then they have spiritual faith or a movement that gives them courage because they're bound together. And then they have courage, they want liberty, freedom. This falls in line with the psychological process that's taught to the Illuminati. You understand this? This is documented. Then they get liberty, freedom, yeah. Then they have an abundance of whatever it is they didn't have, they got it now. An abundance of freedom, abundance of do what they want to do, no more responsibility, you know, whatever you want. And when they get the abundance, people become selfish. This is the way human nature is. And the Illuminati, the fallen angels, guides this human need. They know how it works. They've had thousands of years to watch it and use it. And when they get selfish, they get complacent. By design. What do you think Black Friday is all about on Thanksgiving? You think one day, just one day is going to be an economic advantage? No. Black Friday is to test, like a survey, to see just how far we've gone. And I think a woman, in particular, it goes, I'm not anti-woman, men are just as bad. I mean, we're all pulled into this thing, one way or another. You see, I'm not one way or the other. I'm telling you what they're doing and what's happening is all I'm doing. And I'm staying neutral on this. I'm just telling you what their techniques are. She had one woman in one of the malls or something, and there was like 10, cabbage patch dolls. I don't know what they were. Anyway, on sale. And she brought a taser with her, man. She brought a taser. I forgot what it was. It was like 10, she got 10 of them. But she was tasing people, man, to grab in this box of toys and keep them all. And someone gives you tase the sucker. You know, that's bad. And people would die in these things, man. It's not a laughing matter. People would die. They rush, break arms, legs. You saw what happened. Look at your YouTube of the Black Friday. I think we've reached that point. And hey, you bought it, right? You got it for Christmas. Now, the kid don't get it. Now, some kids get nothing. Right there, they're already destroyed, right? Where's the happy Christmas spirit? It's not there. But the ones that do get it, oh, goody, goody. Oh, I don't like this. I don't want this. You don't want this. And then you got the kid that says, oh, I love it. Oh, thank you for the little toy soldiers or the whatever, I don't know what, doohickey, playing this, that, and the other thing or toy, whatever. In 5 days, it's over and sold. It goes in the toy box or whatever, and it never plays with it again. Isn't that true? Or it's broke, or it's lost, or given away, or found under the bed. And, you know, it's no longer happy. It's just like, oh, that's my old toy. It's materialism. See how it works, how Christmas is set up by the Illuminati, by the Vatican? It is a pagan holiday. It's not by God at all. The part about in a manger and the three, all that stuff, Yeah, no. It's the birthday of Mithra, from Mithraism, where it came from. Tammuz, 24th of December. The illegitimate son of Semiramis and Nimrod. The Yule log, the tree, is a phallic symbol. The star is a star of destruction. It's not the star. Oh, Santa is an anagram for Satan. Family, we've been so fooled. So, and it's even worse for Easter. Easter is listed. Easter is noted as pagan in Acts 12, 3 and 4. It's pagan in the King James Bible. Yeah, but the other Bibles, they purposely mistranslate it into Passover. They turn Easter into Passover. They don't want you to see it. But the King James Bible, it shows it's pagan. because Passover already occurred, 12:3, 12:4. You see, oh, they're sneaky. But back to what I was talking about. Bondage to spiritual faith. Now they get spiritual faith, they get great courage. Great courage, you can now go for liberty. You've got the courage to do it. And they provide the speakers, the talkers, and the drivers for it. And they give you the liberty. They want you to have the liberty. And then you get abundance. And then abundance, you go to selfishness. Selfishness, you get complacent with your life. I got everything I need. It's mine. Get away. I just don't care anymore. Yeah, that's how it works. And complacency, apathetic. Apathy to dependency. You're dependent upon the government, dependent upon your masters. And when you get dependent, you're back into slavery. You know, Henry Wallace, it was Roosevelt, who's one of the worst presidents we ever had, planned Pearl Harbor. LBJ tried to plan World War III, as he was directed by the Vatican, the sinking of the USS Liberty, working with the fake Jews over there. Nixon, another one, another fraud, setting up a military dictatorship in 1972-74. Jane Fonda, allegedly, you know, in the past 10 years or something, I don't know. Jane Fonda becoming a Christian, born again, whatever, that's here and there. But in the 1960s, it was a big thing. And even today, Vietnam vets in their 50s and 60s and whatever age, look at Jane Fonda. Oh, that's a traitor. She is up right north. You know, it drives me crazy because Jane Fonda went over to North Vietnam and they have pictures of her sitting around in an anti-aircraft weapon. In North Vietnam, the enemy, North Vietnamese, communists, right? And then even today they hate Jane Fonda because she did that, right? She's noted as, you know, the traitor in America during that period. But what's the fallacy to this is, while you all worry about Jane Fonda on an anti-aircraft weapon, you had Nixon planning a dictatorship in America. And it's going to start off by assassination of his own vice president by a unit from the LAPD. That's a fact. I got testimony on that. I got the details on that. Working with General Cushman for a military takeover of the U.S. government. A dictatorship. That's a little bit, I think, let me think about it for a second. Okay, second's over. That's a little bit more than Jane Fonda sitting in an aircraft gun in North Vietnam with a plane ticket paid for to get the attention off of everything else going on. And I think it was a little bit of a treacherous activity when the military-industrial complex sold the specifications of a glycerol factory to the Russians so they can make glycerol and glycerin and give it to the Vietnamese. We did that in 1966. So they can make booby traps, which accounted for one half of the American casualties. Now, who's a traitor? You see how the government works? They use the movie stars, sports stars. They use all these stars and to keep you busy and keep you tied up while they do something underneath the ground. Well, the family is a big feather in their cap. To destroy the family. Now, so if you look at Tyler's theory, which has been implemented, you can apply it to the blacks of this country, to the Indians, Mexicans. And you white folk, I got some word for you, boy. You crackers out there. I'm a white boy. I'm a Scotch-Irish. I follow only Jesus. That's it. Not the country, not the flag, no allegiance. No, sir. No way am I saying allegiance to a corporation that I've learned what I've learned. We've been lied to. I love the land I live in. I love the people in it. But we've been deceived and lied to. I'm not a liberal. None of that. I'm not a conservative nor a liberal. I don't claim none of that nonsense. I believe in Jesus Christ. He's coming back in the King James Bible. I'm done. That's it. Well, you white folk here, you were put in slavery, enslaved under this program of bondage to spiritual faith, the spiritual faith, the great courage, beginning in the year 1200. Yeah, white folk, you were put under bondage. You know why and how? I'll tell you how. Because the Vatican started the murder of 50 to 68 million people. Now, where would that be in? That'd be in Europe. And Europe be white folk. Mm-hmm. 50 to 68 million people between 1200 A.D. and 1800 A.D., a 600-year period. 50 to 68 million. Do the math on that. I mean, that's not counting 70 to 100,000 in 1 week at the St. Bartholomew Massacre. That's not counting in 1941 to 43 by the Roman Catholic Church, Ustasha, murdering 827,000 souls in the one concentration camp, mixing up of 750,000 Christian Serbs and 60,000 Jews and 26,000 gypsies in one concentration camp by Roman Catholic Ustasha that horrified the SS. They're like, these people are crazy. The SS was horrified. They were Roman Catholic troops, mercenaries. The Roman Catholic Church, unknowingly to the Roman Catholics, was used to cover over the ancient mysteries, cover over the ancient mystery religions before the second and third century. They called it the Roman Catholicism, Christianity, to lead you away from Jesus. Well, in the meantime, in 1200 AD, began the mass slaughter of those who rejected Roman Catholicism. Called the Inquisition. People haven't forgot about that, have you? I'd say being mass slaughtered is a form of slavery and bondage. You don't have shackles, but you're wondering who's going to come marching up to your house, jerk you out, and murder you because you're a witch, which never happened. There's never witches there. John Todd confirms that hardly there's no witches at all. This is all about murder. It's about those rejected the Roman Catholicism, and to take their property, their land, and everything they want, women, whatever. That was the purpose of it. It goes back to Deuteronomy. And so, and I got it documented here in their book, in their textbook. And I found it the other day, and I said, oh my. Ever since the year 1425, was a plan to occupy the North American continent, the New Atlantis. Yep. Who's here first? The Indians and the Mexicans. This was their land. White folk, like it or not, they were here first. Offspring of Shem. Bronze-colored skin. Look a little Middle Easterner, don't they? A lot more closer looking like Jesus than white folk do. I don't have a problem with that. If y'all do a Christian identity, that's your problem. What are you going to do when, if you become a born again, what if you're able to see Jesus come and he has bronze skin and hair like wool or looks like a Middle Eastern? What are you going to do? You're going to say, oh, I don't want that salvation. Is that what you're going to do? Or are you going to think because you make him white that you're going to get some kind of, or make him black, that you're going to get some kind of special favor in heaven? What's all this about? Why are you trying to make God, make Jesus look black? Why are you trying to make him look white? What difference does it make? What color he is? Who cares down here? It's about your soul salvation. If he is white, so what? If he is black, so what? If he's bronze skin, kind of Middle Easterner looking. Now, do you think that maybe, just maybe, Mary and Joseph and all those back then, you think might that they looked a little bit like Middle Easterner since they lived in the Middle East? Well, what a concept that is. How'd that happen? So you white folk, you're put in bondage by death by the Vatican 1200 A.D. So by the year 1425, certainly by the year 1492, an avatar, I have it documented right here in their textbook. It lists it specifically. Columbus, by name, led the way to the North American continent to target the Indians and the Mexicans and move them out. Now, who's going to leave Europe? Who the dickens wants to leave Europe and go someplace you don't even know what's out there, 3,000 miles away? I tell you who, those in bondage, who has a spiritual faith called Protestantism by a Jesuit by the name of Martin Luther, to also justify the Reformation. Now, wasn't that clever? And the Borgia Illuminati funded the Jesuits. What a hoot that is, huh? So Martha and I, out of Spain or Portugal or France or Europe or wherever, man, we're getting out of here, man. We don't follow this Pope. We're out of here. We're going to make a new life. We have a religion. Uh-huh. We have courage to leave. Yeah, buddy. And we're going for liberty to, yeah, that's how they lured whites out of Europe and invade the North American continent. That's how it happened. And that's why it happened. Because they're making the United States, well, excuse me, the North American continent, the New Atlantis, with a diverse nation of integrated DNA of all the cultures in one culture. I've got this documented. This is by quotes. It is part of their strategy to use Tyler's method to undo what God set up at the Tower of Babel. So God divided the land. God divided the people so they wouldn't plot against him. Satan said, okay, I'll just have the people fight themselves. I'll make them fight each other. Bring the wrath of God upon them. But I got to change them first like it did Eve. Y'all following the strategy here? And I'll bring them all together. But it's going to take me a long time, but I'll bring them together. And they'll worship me. Isaiah 14:12. Family, y'all see the routine, what's going on here? Quote, after the nations have been merged into an international state, the directors, that would be the Illuminati, then intend to crown the head of the Illuminati, King Despot of the universe. That's the Antichrist. Lucifer. Satan. Quote, the agentur of the Illuminati will next proceed to eradicate racial characteristics by mixing the black, red, yellow, and white races. This experiment has already been carried out on a large scale. You ready for this? Quote, Dr. Brock Chisholm, see, I told you that boy gets around. Dr. Brock Chisholm has advocated on the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation that, quote, by mixing the races, all racial problems would disappear, unquote. And then, of course, it goes further. The next step, quote, in the diabolical plan would be to render the masses docile, obedient to their masters. This is to be accomplished by mass medication. Experiments along these lines have been conducted extensively since the year 1900 A.D., as was told previously. Fluoridation fits perfectly in this phase of the conspiracy, unquote. Red Fog of America, William G. Carr, 1955, page 223. Done. It's all planned out. It has been. Sir Francis Bacon was channeled by El Moria, another fallen angel, Saint Germain primarily, to lay the plans for the great Atlantis, the new Atlantis, to be in the United States in the year 1500s. That's why King James and Sir Francis Bacon did not get along at all. And Sir Francis Bacon and Shakespeare, whatever, they never touched the King James Bible. That's a lie coming from Freemasons and Jesuits. Total lies to discredit the true word of God. But what my warning is that they're going to kill the Masons too. Protocols, Learned Elders of Zion, chapter 15, tells you what they're going to do. I'd highly recommend you read it, because it tells you what's going to happen to you if you're a Freemason. And it will happen. They've already started it with the bankers. It's not the bankers aren't going to kill bankers. The bankers are expendable. Presidents and prime ministers are expendable. They could replace Obama in a second. Bill Clinton and Buchanan, all those guys, they could replace them in a heartbeat. The president of a corporation is nothing. Although for them, they're working for them, yes. The real power structure is the kings and queens of this world, is the Illuminati. And then they gather families along the way through the generations. Roosevelt is a good example. That's my point there. Clinton Roosevelt helped Karl Marx write the Communist Manifesto. He plagiarized it. Clinton Roosevelt brought in a family all the way back 100 years before FDR was ever president. See, I'm not making all conspiracy theories. I'm giving you facts. Well, here goes. Oh, we're almost at the end. Whites, you're in bondage, 1,200. Indians started in the 1500s to murder, put them on reservations. The 1870s. 200 years, there you go. The blacks were put in slavery in this 8-step program, we'll call it that, in the year 1600 to the 1960s. That's 300 years of bondage. Then they brought the Emancipation Proclamation. And then he kept them in bondage and making them look stupid on purpose. So then you could have the Civil Rights Movement designed 100 years, 200 years, 300 years after. That was all planned out by the Illuminati. Then the Mexicans, 1830s. Alamo. Then the Japanese, internment camp practice in 1940s. And you white folk, now you're finding out you're in bondage, and you've been in bondage since the year 1200 and didn't even know it. Now they're telling you, we live in a tyrannical government. We're all bondage. We're all, you know, like, I can't put up a lemonade stand. He don't like it, do you? It's kind of bad being in bondage, don't it? Well, the blacks had to put up with it for 300 doggone years. And the Indians had to put up with it since the year 1500. And the Mexicans since 1830. Japanese since 1940. We've all been lied to. It's time to step up and speak out the truth. 1933, you white folk were, well, actually, all of us, all the colors in America, Americans were put under bondage in 1933. Mandel House, Woodrow Wilson, and FDR knew all about it. When you're given a Social Security number and a birth certificate, you are placed under bondage immediately as collateral on a bank loan, 1929 to 1999. That's a fact, too. Combine the races and then back in bondage. Now you see the Rosicrucian, how they're used. The Club of Rome, depopulation, Bilderberg, all of it is connected together. Family, I've only scratched the surface. I'm going to talk tomorrow more about the feminism and how they have brought all this together. And all this is based on feminism. All this is based on this place in bondage. Just amazing thing they've done. And how you go against it to slow it down. Jesus Christ is the way. This is a supernatural war you're fighting. I'm trying to show you, you can't fight this in material ways, secular, humanistic ways. It ain't going to work. You got to go supernatural. The only way. There is no other way. The family, this is going to play out exactly the way the Bible tells us. So that would tell me that you should read the Bible and get to know the truth. But you've been conditioned not to do that, not to trust it. We'll recondition it back. Get closer to God. And that's through Jesus. And there's no other way. Now I'm going to talk some more tomorrow about the family structure and the family takedown, because it encompasses everything within the family. Destabilization has branches everywhere. I'm hoping the bad guys hear it so they'll find out they've been lied to themselves. And they are targeted. You get around with this Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden and Harry Reid and all this. Man, they're a dime a dozen. They can replace them in one afternoon with a phone call. They're nothing. Bankers are nothing. Be replaced in a heartbeat, just like that. Jim Messina, all of them. They're nothing, man. They're a dime a dozen. The Illuminati at the highest level. That's a whole different ballgame. God's going to replace them. Some of them may repent. Who knows? Family, we're coming to the end of the program. Round the nose. I'll be back tomorrow. Tonight, Bible study, 8 o'clock to 9. 8 to 9 tonight, Bible study. On watchmenforjesus.com, just like you're listening now. And let y'all know, too, we're played, our broadcasts and Bible studies are played up randomly by John Kirkler up at highpointradio.net, highpointradio.net. And he plays up in Pennsylvania, New York, and New Jersey. And we appreciate that. My Facebook is Watchmen for Jesus. Yeah, there you go. And you visit my website, everything's free on it. All you do is just to download the MP3s or whatever. And if you agree with what I say, then send it out. That's it. I don't go anywhere else with it. I don't do CDs or DVDs or books or none of that stuff. I don't get into all that. I let God do the work. I just put it out and let it go. I focus on my broadcast. That's all I care about doing. I send out some information every now and then, here and there, and I just do what God tells me to do in my heart. That's it. Well, family, y'all have a good night. Jesus is the way to go, because he's won already. But we're going to go through this just like they did in Deuteronomy. It's being played out again. Exactly, but a little more sophisticated because the times are just a little bit more sophisticated, I'd say. There's ways, there's things you can do, but only if you're willing to do it. Y'all have a good night, and I shall be signing off. God bless and good night. This is the Watchman, signing out.
From the sky, guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet relief. And every fear I'd ever had just melted.